What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Ghost Flow Speakeasy on the Anchor app. As always, you know the deal. Download the app for free. Listen to all your favorite podcasts and give it that star favorite, especially this one, Ghost Flow Speakeasy. This one, no guest for this episode. I just had some quick thoughts I wanted to share and hopefully you'll leave some comments and kind of chime into it. So I was thinking about in hip hop, you know, ever since I was, you know, I don't know, real young kid, we'll say, you know, I don't remember the age now. I'm almost 40. Basically, I've been a hip hop fan since I was a kid. And I really, really came into really getting deep into hip-hop and stuff, especially when the West Coast was really big in like the very late 80s, early 90s, and gangsta rap really, really came out and became kind of its own, almost its own genre of hip-hop. And to this day, I still go back and listen to some of those songs, and they're great songs. But one of the things I was thinking about the other night was the fact that, like, there's so much, cursing or whatever, cuss words. I was like, man, I went back and just listened to some of my own songs. And, you know, from the early days of recording in the studio to now, and I look and I'm like, you know, I probably cuss more in real life than I do as I'm sitting down and I got premeditated thoughts that I can put down, you know, on a pen and pad or type into the phone as I'm trying to create songs. And what I found out was, like, when I really look at it, I don't know whether it's, you know, consciously or unconsciously there, but I feel like I try a lot to not put a lot of foul language in my songs. And I say that because I don't believe that you have to have so much cuss words, harsh language, whatever, in your music to get your point across. Not to say that I never cuss, because you can find plenty of examples of songs where I do, but it's just not, usually it's not over the top and it's not prevalent in every song. So I guess my question for anybody listening that wants to chime in on this, do you think that is necessary, or do you think it's excessive to a point sometimes in especially hip hop music, the use of curse words? I know a lot of people have the problem with what they feel is womanizing, you know, calling somebody a bitch or a hoe or whatever. But even beyond just those terms, the use of curse words in general just seems sometimes excessive when it doesn't have to be there. And in some songs it works. You know, if you're making an angry song and you're really pissed and you're trying to make a point, then sure, you know, I get it. And there's other songs though where I don't feel like you have to be that way. And not just the cursing, but like, you know, we had so many great artists that did songs, you know, with a sexual base to it, right? Sexual overtones and just in general. And, I ain't too proud to beg, though, you know, Salt and Pepper, things like that. And even like in R&B music, you know, you had all of these subtle sexual overtones talking about the bedroom and talking about this and that. But nowadays you've got more explicit Things I don't even think I've heard a subtle song in a while, to tell you the truth. Like, almost everything is, or pussy's gushing and all these different things. That just, I don't know. It's almost so excessive that there's nothing sexy about it to me, And of course, I'm an older man now, and I'm married, and I got a kid, and all of that. But even still, like, I just don't find that you have to have that. And I don't really see how, even your women rappers are so explicit with it that I'm just like, you sound like a trashy hoe instead of just being a beautiful sexual woman. And you go back and you listen to older stuff compared to now, and I think you'll understand the comparison I'm trying to make. But it just crossed my mind the other night, and I was thinking about it. And so I just want to know, for people listening to the podcast, chime in and let me know what you think. Is it too much sometimes? Is it, do you not care? Do you care? Does it turn you off of a lot of today's music, or even back then's music? I can't say that today's music is worse than back then, with like violent based stuff or whatever, especially, like I said, the gangster rap era. But I do feel like sometimes they just make these songs that are about nothing but money and drugs and all of that, and there's no real purpose behind it other than almost like a celebration of, let me see how many times I can use the word fuck in a song, just because. Is it to sound cooler? Is it you don't know how to speak any more proper than that? Is your vocabulary weak, or is it just, you think that that's what sells? And apparently, record base and stuff, for some people it does sell. So I'm not gonna I the aim of the podcast episode is not necessarily to say whether it's bad or it's good, but in my personal opinion, and as somebody who's written many, many songs without excessive vulgar language, is it necessary in each and every song that an artist does that has excessive language? Is it necessary? Same thing with the sexual overtones, to the point that basically, instead of watching a porn, you're listening to one. Has it taken the romance out of a love song? Has it taken, does it, for maybe for younger people, that this is what they listen to now, maybe they don't know the difference, That's it. I mean, it's just a really short podcast episode, just to get that out there, some thoughts that were on my mind, and to find out what you think. So I'd really like to hear your response to that, and find out, are things way too explicit overall? Do you not mind? Do you mind? Just chime in and let me know how you feel. I'd really, really love to hear other people's thoughts on excessive language, explicit language, and sexual overtones in music. So, with all that being said, man, y'all have a wonderful day. As I'm recording this, it's Friday. We're still in March Madness. Already been a couple of upsets, all that stuff. So, to all my coasters out there worldwide, soot soot. To everybody else, man, y'all have a great day and a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, be safe, and as always, speak easy.